This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, take your Flipping Yak Radio to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Brought to you by San Diego Propane. Looking for great propane deals out in East County? ST-propane.com, 619-460-1707. And if you're looking for great automotive service, West Automotive, West Escondido Auto and Trans at West Automotive Group, four locations, Napa Auto Care, ASC certified. It's all right there. All right, the kids are going to stay with me for another hour. We're going to run an interview from 1:15 to 1:30, and that interview is
the actual Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce talking about today's Oceano Dunes peaceful demonstration against or for keeping Oceano Dunes open for off-roading access for all to keep off-highway vehicles on the dunes at Oceano Dunes.
Right.
Yeah.
Camping,
on the beach, camping on the dunes,
recreating.
Right.
Hopefully renting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about getting rid of renting ATVs out there.
That's a huge portion of
Which
it.
You really know, if a family me.
That yeah, you're talking about lower income families. You know, you don't have the money. I don't have the money to buy a $30,000 razor with a toy
underserved
hauler.
Underserved population.
Yeah, the underserved population.
It's hard to own an off-road vehicle.
Maintain a
truck that can take it somewhere, a trailer, a place to store it.
Yeah.
Maintenance.
It's amazing.
Registration, insurance. That's a lot to own. However, you can take a couple $100 and you can go rent one for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Forget the tens of thousands of dollars that it takes to rig, you know.
You don't even have to pick it up. It's right there. They'll let you.
You can live in an apartment in the city. What if you live in the city? It's really hard to own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the kids that live downtown in the high rises. So this event is going to go live at 2 o'clock. So we're going to do that. Audrey thought it was a commercial, but it's like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, somebody's paying a lot of money for a 10-minute commercial.
Yeah.
So we'll run that.
I bet the time was donated.
Well, I think it's so important. And again, it's like I just keep thinking, you know, you need to go to the board that's against us, throw them all in side by sides and run them up and down the beach and show them what they're screaming at. Because I don't think they even know.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't. They don't. Over the years, we've taken legislators out to the desert and shown them around.
And
every time they flip.
Yeah.
Every single time, like, oh, it's not so bad. They're staying on trails. It's a lot of fun.
Right.
Yep. All
and
these
we're not
trails
destroying
have been
anything.
Surveyed and
these
approved.
These trails
are
staying open.
Yeah.
They're going to be trails whether we're there or not. Those trails are going to be there.
Like, Ed, do you like broccoli? No, I hate broccoli. When was the last time you ate it? Oh, I never ate it. Well, wait a minute. How can you say you hate it if you've never ate it? So if you fix it, slap a little mayo on it, and wolf that bad boy down, you'll be a fan.
Yeah. Well, this
I love broccoli.
I love mayo.
Ooh.
You don't like mayo?
Wait. What do you put on? Do you have artichokes?
Oh,
butter or mayonnaise,
mayonnaise
on
an
artichoke?
Man.
Oh, you're
dip
gross.
That in there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. With garlic and lemon sauce mixed.
Well, you could do that
it.
Too, but you could put garlic in the mayo.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
butter with garlic salt. That's
me. So do you ever eat mayo?
Rarely.
See,
but I put it like in my tuna or salmon salad.
That's a good off-road lunch.
Yeah, exactly. You'll spoil in a heartbeat out there in this desert.
Out in the heat.
It will go zinc. And that salmon
not
will turn
what you
green.
Want.
I don't feel so good.
I got a tin bathroom.
Salmon just need to keep swimming north for the grizzly bears as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, love it.
So, again, I'm almost glad that, I hate to even say it, that this pandemic has hit when it hit. Because it's got the state of California up in arms, whether it's school, whether it's restaurants, and the state is being inundated by all of these peaceful protests. And after a while, they're going to have to give up. I mean, they're going to have to stop.
Our sport, motorized recreation, has really taken over due to the, you know, from the pandemic.
Sure.
People are stuck in their houses. How can you get stuck? How do you get out of your house? How do you keep your mental health? You get out and explore. You go out in your vehicle for a drive. You go for a couple hours and get out and go around.
Go try to buy a side-by-side today.
Where are you going to go explore if there's nowhere for you to go explore
go try to buy one. The motorcycle shops are upside down with sales. They cannot sell them fast enough because people are tired.
A few months into the pandemic, I contacted a friend who owns Bike Bandit, and he said he was 100,000 orders behind.
Yeah.
Behind shipping.
Right.
100,000 orders.
Right.
Yeah.
People.
And it's not stopping.
No. And yet they want to close places that we want to go.
I know. It's just.
It's crazy.
It's like, wait. The state's starting to make money. Uh-oh, we don't want that. Nope. Shut it down. We finally got all the big businesses to leave California. Now let's go after the recreational aspect of it. I mean, I don't know what they want to turn the state into, but it could be a jewel.
There's a different agenda that these people have.
I don't know what it is.
I looked at the Sierra Club legislative priority list this morning. And I can't believe all the environmental bills out there for climate change, for getting rid of plastic. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Pull
it up.
Yeah, where are you guys getting? I mean, you know, but the only way it's going to change, folks, is you have to get involved. You can't just sit there and say, "Well, let Audrey and Ed do it," because Audrey and Ed do walk on water, but they don't walk that far. Because it's extremely difficult to fight bureaucrats that do this on a daily basis and get paid to do this. So we need to, just don't sit there on your couch. Just don't sit there.
The sad truth is that.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was turned off.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I heard it.
I know.
My ears are working perfectly. Everything else is broke, but my ears work really good. But we all got to get involved. Join SDORC.
Yes.
Join CORVA.
Yes.
Join San Diego. I don't care who you join, but join somebody that's fighting the fight.
Yep.
You know, and don't just sit there and complain about it, you know, without being part of it. You got to be part of the solution because there are people out there that are working really, really hard. Because once it's gone,
boy, it's gone forever.
You'll never get it back.
And it's very scary to think of the fact that we're going to lose Oceana Dunes. I mean, I've got memories of me as a child being packed with my dad. Yeah.
I never went there until like 3 years ago, four years ago.
No, my dad took us. Yeah, no, my dad too. It's one of my favorite memories is us having a bonfire on the beach, sleeping on the beach.
Wow. Like, next to the bonfire.
And then the high tide came. My sleeping bag got soaked.
Washed
it was
away,
like, oh, yeah. It was.
You came back.
But it's some of the best memories I've ever had. Like, you know,
I swallowed by a whale.
Yeah, well, waking up the next morning and going hunting
dark
out in
here.
The Fresno fields for pheasant.
For a whale.
Some of the best times ever.
No, and that's what it's all about. And people. So anyway, let's take a quick break right now so we can get this interview.
When we come back, we're going to have the interview. It's Oceana Dunes Chamber of Commerce, Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce, speaking in regards to today's peaceful demonstration. It's a 10-minute little segment that they're going to talk.
So let's take a quick break right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hello, everyone. This is Valerie Mercado with the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Noble Productions. And I have something very important to bring to you today. And hopefully most of you have already heard about the Access for All Oceana Dunes SVRA peaceful demonstration that we will be putting on this Sunday. And when I say we, I am talking about the gals with Beach Drive Ride who have been absolutely instrumental in these efforts and getting this off of the ground. And it's because of them that you've been seeing the majority of the signs throughout the town that are in these same colors. In addition to them, none of this would be happening if it wasn't for Friends of Oceano Dunes. Hopefully most of you know, Friends of Oceano Dunes have been fighting this fight for well over 20 years. We've had the privilege of working with Michael and Jared on this project, in addition to Jim Sudi. So again, we want to recognize them and make sure everyone knows that this is a team effort, and it takes the passion from each and every one of us to move this forward and to put this demonstration on. And I want to begin by saying that the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce, although I think a lot of people are, I don't want to say necessarily shocked and surprised, but to some degree they are shocked and surprised that it's the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce that's stepping up and representing and helping to lead this demonstration. And that's due to the simple fact that a Chamber of Commerce supports business. That's what we all exist for. And I would call on any other Chamber of Commerce on the Central Coast to come out this Sunday and show your support to our business community, because that's ultimately what this is all about. When I hear that businesses won't be affected and that it's not going to hurt our local economy, I know that is for a fact not the case. Beachreve Ride, you girls, you have banners and signage at about 70 businesses here throughout the Central Coast. And I would like to say that we all know that those businesses, it will impact them. They would not be putting a sign in front of their business if they did not feel like this was going to be a huge economic impact to them in a very negative way. And coming off of COVID just is that much bigger of a blow for them. It's pretty disappointing. I feel that a lot of the organizations and a lot of the leaders here in our community haven't stepped up to fully support this for whatever reason that might be. Now, the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce might not be in Oceano, nor is it in Grover Beach, but what we do know is it does affect our business community all the way through Pismo Beach. So, and I'll say that and be confident in that, because I do know that PBHA, the Pismo Beach Hotel Association, is also in support of keeping Oceano Dunes open. We know that Visit SLO has done surveys that shows that people are coming to San Luis County to go to the Oceano Dunes. And for the people that are saying that people that visit the dunes and are riding out there or camping or whatever it is that they're doing at the dunes, which I've been one of them, are not spending money here locally. That may be the case in some cases, but it's definitely not always the case. And we have a ton of businesses that are definitely impacted by this. And I want to cite a few of you that I know specifically would be affected by this. Of course, Bruce over at Finn's and Pismo Beach Golf. We also have Mario's over at Rock and Roll Diner. We know you well. Vaughn's has stepped up to say that this is one of their flagship stores because of all of the customers that they get. Clearly the ATV companies are going to be impacted, all of the gas stations, any of the little restaurants down in that area, including all the way into Oceano, the Sylvester's you've got there, you've got Efren's there. I can go on and on and on about the businesses that will be impacted. And I welcome anybody to go to these businesses, talk to these owners, ask them what this will do to them, because it would be devastating. So again, I want to call on business community leaders. I want to call on our community. We need your voices and we need you to be heard out here on Sunday. If you have a business or an organization and you're in support, we would welcome you to the stage to talk about what your stake is in this. We need to hear everybody. And outside of that, just the community, the residents, we are going to have what's called the Hands Across the Dunes. And so let me tell you a little bit about Hands Across the Dunes. So from 2 to 4, we're going to have the spokespeople up there. But after that, we're going to do a breakdown, and then we're going to do what's called Hands Across the Dunes. And the visual for this is just to offer that type of impact where we line up across our beach dunes. And we're not necessarily holding hands because of COVID, but we are certainly positioned that way. And we just line up as far as we can on the dunes. And Dronesy, thank you so much for doing the drone footage that we will be doing that day to get those shots. And here's the takeaway. I'm hearing on a very regular basis that it doesn't matter what we do, the California Coastal Commission is still going to shut the dunes down. And it does matter what we do. And if this is our last stake in this fight, then join us in Hands Across the Dunes, and let's at least have something to hold on to for our memories for years to come, so we can tell, you know, our kids and our grandkids what we stood for, what we fought for, and we'll have at least that. I'm hoping it doesn't go in that direction. And the takeaway here is that we need all of your voices to be there at the special California Coastal Commission meeting on March 18th. And you can find information on Friends of Oceano Dunes, Beach Drive Ride, on the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce. We need everybody to register in advance. So there's so much more that I could disclose to you in regards to this. But as you can see, I have passion. The people that I'm working with have true passion for this. And we will absolutely be out there on Sunday fighting for the Oceano Dunes. And again, I ask all of you, please, to come out and join us and help in these efforts. It means a lot to a lot of us. And I want to go ahead and segue into making sure that we absolutely thank all of our sponsors and helped us pull this off literally within 3 weeks. So, of course, the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce, the Friends of Oceano Dunes, we have Beach Drive Ride, we have Corva, Rugged Radios, we have Mitchell Insurance Services, Noble Productions, of course, Century 21 Hometown Realty, we have Yo Banana Boy, Clausen Motorsports, Central Coast United Spinal, and Pismo Beach Optics. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and close this out. And again, thank you, Beach Drive Ride. Thank you so much, Friends of Oceano Dunes. And thank you to my board for allowing us to take a stand and helping in this very important message.
Yeah.
I didn't say yes to ORC Dirt Radio.
Oh, no, we were not on there. Although I did do a little bit with them to help get the flyers and information over to Jared. Jared will be on here shortly for what the old flyer was that was designed Oceano Save Oceano Dunes SVRA that we used last January in our Stand for the Sand Sacramento rally that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so... I mean, as you can see, this is the last year in January we did something. This has been going on for many years. It's definitely a battle. We're not giving up the fight in any way, shape, or form. You know, it was the original state vehicular recreation area that was given to us by the legislators and for us to have a place to go play and a place to camp at and a place to bring families together. And you know, it's heartbreaking to see what's happening out there.
Her to say that they don't care what we do, they're closing it, period.
Yeah.
That's their goal. They don't care what science, what news, what you got.
It's a false narrative that is there. Yeah, it is definitely the California Coastal Commission staffers. You know, Kevin Kahn, I believe, is one of our biggest enemies in this. And, you know, his name's been thrown around on our station once or twice before in regards to, you know, the previous county supervisor who took his life. You know, I'm pretty sure that there was some shady business going on between
Adam
them. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm still willing to say that that's my opinion and my views on it. But, you know, the FBI would not be investigating Adam Hill had some shady business not be going on between, you know, the different companies that are involved in that, companies, agencies that are involved in it. You know, I believe that there's definitely ties in regards to it.
And we think there might be some kind of tie with Shea Homes, the developer who is building homes out by there. And they think that their clients may not want to live next to an off-road park.
But you talk about destroying the environment, you know, build homes on it.
You know, we talked about that on a Corva call. And they talk about invasive species, right? Yeah. State park. That's a big thing. So when they build homes out there, what do people plant around the home? Nothing but invasive species.
Right.
Nobody plants native plants next to their home. Those are called weeds. They rip them out.
Right. Well, it's so funny because when I moved into Oceanside, there was an area, and I'm guessing right now because I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was a Shea Home project. And they cleaned out this whole area. I put 10 hummingbird feeders up, and I got over 75 hummingbirds coming to my patio because by them destroying all that land, that's where the hummingbird was living.
Nowhere for those guys to go.
Did they care?
There's get no their, flowers did you, for them to feed
did
off
you,
of.
Do you think that they cared? No, they didn't care one iota. I love hummingbirds to this day, and I've never seen so many, and it was the best time of my life, sitting on the patio watching them, trying to protect their little feeders. I mean, it's bad enough if you do one, but 10, yeah. It just freaks out the males, something terrible, because they can't fight and control them all. But this is very dead serious, folks. This is, it's like anything else. If you let them win,
yeah.
And they take this away from you, your family, your future family, your grandkids, you'll never get it back. And I don't want to hear you crying and whining that they took it when you have an opportunity to fight back.
So please get a letter in today to the Coastal Commission saying please keep off-roading open in Oceana Dunes.
Oceana Dunes review at coastalca.gov. Do it now. It'll only take 2 seconds just to tell them you're against the closure. And, you know, really, that's all you really have to say. I'm against the closure, period. Yeah. You don't need a really 20-page letter, just that I'm against the closure. Tell your and I don't care whether you go off-road or not. It has nothing to do with it. These are our rights. This is our property. It was given to us in California as a gift to enjoy our beautiful state.
Yeah, keeping public lands open for the public, not away from the public, not from
is
the public.
Is the show over yet?
No, unfortunately
sorry
not.
Sorry about it. We still got a half hour to go.
I do another half hour.
So one of the things.
You had 5 hours, don't you?
I don't care about those. This one just really gets me in the heart because it just irritates me to no end that people in government who are working for us are trying to take away something that's not theirs. It's not theirs. They don't own it. They don't have their name on the deed. It's ours. O-U-R-S.
The Coastal Commission staff, I don't understand them. So the commissioners are different than the staff. The commissioners are
the commissioners were the bad ones and the staff was the good ones. It's the other
way
around.
You're backwards. So
I've always been
Kevin Kahn is the head staff who has it out for us, wants to phase out off-roading.
Has anybody ever sat down with this doorknob?
I don't know. I like to turn that doorknob.
But when you say you don't know, we need to go to his office.
So last year, they had a meeting, and the Coastal Commission staff said, we don't want to have off-roading there anymore. Well, the commission overrode the staff, and they said, no, we're going to let the public works plan work its way through. So they don't necessarily vote the same.
Where's their office?
San Luis Obispo.
I think I'll take a trip. We're going to take a break. This is SDORC Angry Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to, this is SDORC Dirt Radio Extended Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Brought to you by Bumper Dock Santee. Go to santeebumperdock.com for all your scratches, dings, and dents. And they're a big supporter of off-road. So, San Diego Gear and Axle, stgearaxle.com. Steve will take care of all your undercarriage needs, and he is a big off-road enthusiast. And that's it. So, we're going to sit here for another 15 minutes. And then who we got calling in from Oceana Dunes?
Right now, I have Jared McLeod is out there. He is a board member of the Friends of Oceana Dunes. He's a board member of CORVA, California Off-Road Vehicle Association. He's a board member of the Point Magoo 4x4 Club.
Of Friends of Oceana Dunes?
I think he's vice president. Yeah, I think he might have just been elected vice president of Friends of Oceana Dunes. Cool. Jim Studi is the president. We've had Jim Studi on a few different times. Yeah, Jared has been down too. He's been on a couple times. He came down to KUSI too. But Jim calls in for radio. But they're gearing up the peaceful demonstration is supposed to start at 2 p.m. today. So they're on site gearing up. They've got the Friends of Oceana Dunes trailer right there at Grand Avenue, just inside of the Grand Avenue entrance. And definitely stop by there. Throw down a donation, pick up a membership, support them as much as possible. Partake in the Hands Across Oceana Dunes. And
if you go to oceanadunes.com, can you donate to that cause from there?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, right on their website.
I'll do it when I get home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send $100.
So part of the comments here that Corva has made, Amy Garnett's comments, just reading this paragraph, it makes me so upset because it's so true. She says, in the proposal calling out for the closure of Oceana Dunes State Vehicular Recreation Area, staff of the California Coastal Commission has redefined, reinterpreted, and almost rewritten historical documents to support their viewpoints. It is an attempt by staff to hoodwink the public into accepting what we contend is just a point of view. Citations from court cases involving developers throughout the review report mislead the public into equating recreation and public access in a state park with private for-profit development. The two are not the same, nor should they be presented as such. It is a highly disingenuous. Sorry. Throughout the report, the staff has engaged the not-so-subtle degradation of millions of recreationists who visit Oceana Dunes every year by encouraging and repeating propaganda. This behavior is inconsistent with the values of the state of California and is specifically unbefitting behavior by representatives of an agency purported to represent all Californians. I can't believe it. How much they provide a false science and a false narrative. It literally, they're putting their own biased opinions and changing documentation.
What's the reason? I don't get
to
it.
Close the area.
But why?
To stop access.
But why?
Because the Sierra Club leans on them.
Yeah.
They must lean on them heavy duty. And wasn't the Sierra Club originally, when it first came up, wasn't it a good organization?
I mean, they do have good aspects.
Yeah. You know,
they get people together to go do things together, outdoors, hikes and stuff, and social activities. But they have a political arm that is contrary to what we believe would be a good organization.
Well, yeah, it just goes against what they believe.
Yeah.
And what they believe is you should only walk on the land, not drive or, you know, take vehicles.
They have a bicycle group. The Sierra Club for social bicycle rides, but they don't do mountain biking. Heaven forbid you could ride a bicycle off road.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Going to destroy the land, kill everything.
Yeah.
Well, but then again, folks, you know, you can either get mad and walk away, or you can get mad and make a point. And the making a point is you go to Oceana Dunes Review at coastal.ca.gov. And just say, keep the dunes open.
Yeah. Allow us to have access
vehicles.
To the beach.
That's it.
Let us camp on the beach. Let us be able, I mean, it's access for all. They're not taking into mind the underserved, underprivileged, the disabled who need motorized recreation access.
There's 280 state parks in California, and Oceana Dunes is the 11th most visited. And that's because of the off-road vehicles that people from the inland valley, you know, the California.
Are there any politicians behind this? You know, like Brian Jones. I know it's not his district.
He'll help us, he's limited.
Yeah,
he's limited.
And Joel Anderson and Brian Jones.
They can only reach out to the other county. Yeah, well, it's not their
Jones
constituents.
State. He can talk. He can help us with the Coastal Commission, but he's he's a pretty small minority of Republicans in the state legislature.
Yeah.
And that makes it hard for him.
And it's not in his district. So he has to
contact. Outside his district.
Yeah, he has to contact the representative whose district it's in and get them to support it as well. So, I mean, it's like, it's hard with our position and where we're at, but that's why we're friends with Jared McLeod and all of the other organizations across the state of California, because that's
helping
how
Corva with their fabulous comments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have ours done here shortly and up on our website as well, too. As the meeting is this week on March 18th.
We'll have our comments tonight.
Yes.
If anybody wants to see Corva's comments, send an email to info@sdorc.org and I will forward them. The most amazing comments I've read. I've read a lot of people's comments on all kind of land management actions, and these are exceptional comments with Bruce Witcher and Amy Granite.
Yeah. Yeah, just it's frustrating. Yeah. I mean, just another portion of it that I'm reading. I just to fuel your anger for part of the comments. So this says, with respect to the environmental justice and tribal concerns, we contend that there is opportunity for meaningful improvement in this area. But to tie these vastly different and unrelated issues solely to the elimination of OHV use is a gross oversimplification, because they're trying to say that there's tribal ancestral things out there. But this Department of Parks and Recreation already has fencing up. You already have limited access, just like at Ocotillo Wells.
Sure.
It's more protected because there's higher regulation for the state vehicular park. So the staff report states on page 6, so this is the California Coastal Commission's exact words, the staff's exact words, park changes that might allow Oceana to capitalize on its beach-fronting location, allowing the community enhanced opportunity for revitalization, including through directly connecting the community to its beach, would bring with it the types of opportunities that help other California beach towns to prosper. Really? They don't. What prospers more than having OHV off-highway vehicles that bring in millions of dollars to the area when you've got trucks and trailers coming in and fueling up there because they don't want to carry the fuel. They don't want to haul the fuel. That adds to the gas mileage. That adds to everything else, right? Oh, so they purchase it in town. They get their groceries in town. So so they won't prosper. They prosper
without
it. That's
the best Vons in California.
Yeah. Similarly, a park without OHV use allows for tribes to access their ancestral and sacred spaces without the noise and habitat degradation that this use brings. In other words, by limiting vehicular and OHV uses in the ESHA, consistent with the Coastal Act and the LCPs, there is a potential to help both the directly inland communities and the five cities area realize new opportunities for community revitalization and enhancement. Such action would also be consistent with tribal interests.
Well, we should
the
give
tribes
all the tribal
don't agree
Indians,
with that, just so you know.
Let's give the tribal Indians some side-by-sides, some
ATVs. You know,
dune buggies and ATVs, and tell them we're going to go out and see our family.
Yeah.
And go screaming out there, kick some roots.
So Corva's response says the above statement is pure speculation and offers no rational connection between the issues of economic revitalization and tribal access and impacts to resources by OHV use. It is difficult to understand what action this paragraph calls for other than elimination of OHV use. It seems to indicate that economic revitalization of the area will magically occur if OHV is eliminated.
How could that be?
How could that be?
No one will be able to go there, so why would you go there?
Yeah, why exactly? You're going to lose all of your, what's it called when you go and you stay, travel somewhere? Oh my gosh, why am I blanking out on that word? But when you travel and you and those people pay and it brings in people
revenue
for the county, you know.
And what's the tribe and what are they saying and what tribe are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, are the Indians pitching a hoot and saying, hey.
State parks already has their area fenced off.
Yeah, so I mean.
And they're welcome to go there anytime.
That's my point. So, I mean.
If they don't have motorized access to reach their areas, there's nowhere for them
to get there.
Right.
You're going to tell me they're going to hike 5 miles through the sand dunes, which is totally different than hiking
anywhere else.
On the hard ground.
Or even next to the beach. You can go run on the beach and run 5 miles on the beach, but that's actually tight packed from the water. And it's easy, you know, it's not like walking through the dunes. I've been broken down in Glamis and had to walk out before, so I can say, you know,
that's
tough and difficult. It's really exhausting.
Yeah, forget that.
Just makes me, but see, the problem is you can't get access to these people either.
No, they
stay behind
closed doors. It's limited access. So I emailed,
can
go to the California Coastal Commission's website, and they're speaking in regards to this meeting. They have different links on there, and one of the links is Kevin Kahn's email address.
Really?
And you can email Kevin Kahn at the California Coastal Commission directly. Exactly. You get an automatic response back saying, thank you for your email, and then I've never received anything aside from that.
Well, if you tell you what, all you got to do is say, if I find you in the grocery store, I'm going to cut your head off.
I would never threaten
But I bet you get
you
a
never
response.
Know.
What do you want to bet you get
FBI
a response?
FBI investigation of Adam Hill. You never know who's going to be showing up at my house.
Audrey, the FBI is here at work.
You never know.
I don't know what they want.
Our next caller.
Oh, yes. I've got Jared McLeod is going to be calling in right now. And Mike McGarity is going to be coming on with him, too.
Good.
So this is going to be an awesome phone call for us to wrap it up there at the front of Oceano Dunes, the Grand Avenue entrance right now for the peaceful demonstration. So let's go to break and come on back with them.
On FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. And who have we got on the line?
We have joining us Jared McLeod and Mike McGarity. Both are with Friends of Oceano Dunes. They are on site right now at Oceano Dunes Pismo Beach for the peaceful protest with the Chamber of Commerce for our Access for All.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's happening? This is Mike McGarity.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave, Ed, Audrey. What's going on?
Hi, well, guys.
We've been faunching and fuming for about an hour now, so we thought we'd get you on. How's the crowd? Are you getting a lot of people out there?
Yeah, people are starting to show up right now. We got a pretty big area set up here right inside the grand entrance, Grand Avenue entrance to Oceano. We got Friends of Oceano Dunes out here, Corvus set up, Pismo Chamber of Commerce, a bunch of our business partners and sponsors of the event, which are Clausen Motorsports and Rugged Radios. But yeah, it's people are starting to roll in right now.
Oh, Clausen Motorsports, you know, he won King of the Hammers.
Ah, that sounds like a screaming deal. So what's the goal? What are you trying to accomplish today?
So we are inviting all the local community business owners and community people and residents out to hear the advocacy to keep the beach open to vehicles and open to camping. There's a lot of false narrative of a very small handful of residents who want a vehicle-free beach, but that is not the majority of the Oceana Dunes, Arroyo Grande, Five Cities area. We know that there is a majority of the residents here, and many business owners. The Beach Drive and Ride Girls went to over 70 businesses here in Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach area and Pismo, and have the support of over 70 businesses who have displayed in front of their business Access for All. And so we've partnered with many of those, and we plan on having them out here today. We have a lot of guest speakers from the community here to talk about how important it is for the economy here to keep the vehicles and the camping allowed here on the dunes for the families and the people who live here. It's not just the small group that says that they want the vehicles free. I think there's like one person out here with a sign that says vehicle free beach. And so we're out here in partnership with a lot of different people in the community, and we got to make a stand against the Coastal Commission for overreaching their self-appointed authority in our opinion. And so we're really going to be speaking today a lot about what people can do to call March 18th. And I'll let Jared talk a little bit about that.
Go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, so coming up on March 18th is the big California Coastal Commission special meeting. So the California Coastal Commission has been, you know, kicking state parks, kicking everyone around, trampling over everyone for years now. And this goes back, our history with Friends of Oceano Dunes and the Coastal Commission's overreach goes back 20 years now. They've been demanding state parks release their public plan. They've been demanding this for years. So after years of developing the public works plan, it was released just at the end of 2020. So instead of the Coastal Commission evaluating the public works plan to try and iron out the details and get this approved on March 18th, they've decided to take it upon themselves and vote for their five-year plan, which is a five-year systematic removal of off-highway vehicles, camping, at Oceano Dunes. So we're out here to raise awareness to the meeting coming up on March 18th. Hopefully we can get some more people involved. And like Mike said, the big one is the stepping up of the Chamber of Commerce here and the local business community. I mean, coming together on their own and really putting a lot of work into this rally today.
How much media is attended? Do you have any television, say, out of the surrounding areas or no?
Yeah, so we've got, you know, through the chamber, they've got a different lineup of media for today.
Yeah.
We have a handful of, you know, some of the more trusted media around here in the area that Friends of Oceano's worked with. We've meeting with Fox 26 just after we get off the call. So
okay, good deal. Well, like I said, it's such a battle, and it's got to be won. What can our radio listeners do, even though we don't live in the area?
Well, the big one right now, so just to kind of prepare people for what's going on, I mean, obviously we have a very lengthy list of ongoing and current lawsuits, Friends of Oceano Dunes does, but our attorney is already working in expecting the Coastal Commission to vote on this next week. And we're gonna be in for a big lawsuit with the California Coastal Commission. So if people are interested and want to know how they can help out, maybe don't live in the area, our website is oceanodunes.org. You can donate, purchase merchandise, find information, and then also our social media is a great way to get up to speed real quick through our recent posts.
All right. Well, down here in San Diego, whatever you need from a radio and TV point of view, we're here for you, and we'll give you as much airtime as we possibly can to keep fighting the fight, because the more we scream and yell and holler, you know, they're going to have to listen. They're going to start getting to the point where they're not going to be able to come out of their offices without having somebody stick something in their face saying, "What the heck are you doing?"
Right. No, it's a really, really sad situation that's going on here. I mean, I'm sitting here, we're in the cab of my truck right now, and we're looking around, and all you see right now is families, kids playing all over the beach, you know, just coming out here to have a good time like we've been doing for generations. And, you know, the California Coastal Commission, they're dating themselves at this point. They, you know, it's clear overreach power.
It's not their property. It's not their property. They don't own it. It's ours, right?
Absolutely.
I don't get it. That's like if they came to my house and said, "You know what? We're taking your house. We like your house, so you have to move out." And no one would go for that. So why are they doing that at Oceana? Well, I am so proud of you guys and all the ladies and everybody in the businesses that are doing this, because if it wasn't for you guys and girls, it would have been a walk in the park. I mean, it would be gone, and we'd never hear of Oceana Dunes again, because once we lose it, you will never, ever get it back.
Yeah, and can I say one last thing?
Sure.
The friends, we have a survey link on our website and on social media, and it's a survey asking people about when they visit the dunes, how often they visit the Oceana Dunes SBRA, what do they do when they come here, how many people are usually in their group. We ask about their family, what they enjoy doing. Were they here? We ask an important question: were they here when the Oceana Dunes was closed to vehicles? And it's important to note that, because we've already had about 500 people take the survey, and over 76% say that if it wasn't for the Oceana Dunes SVRA being open to vehicles, we would never come back here again.
Wow.
And we're talking $1.6 million in the economy that the Oceana Dunes brings in. So that survey can be accessed on our website. It takes probably maybe, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to take, and that would be a huge help to us.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and let you go, because I know you're 5 minutes out from the event starting, and I'm glad you took the time to give us a call. We appreciate it. We're here for you. Like I said, anything that we can do from our standpoint, all you have to do is ask.
Yep.
Dave, Audrey, you guys are the best. We appreciate it. You guys are here to give us a voice, and we appreciate everything you're doing down there as well. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll send you this copy of this show. You can put it on your website.
Yep. This whole hour has been nothing but Oceano.
Yeah. We've been doing everything we can, and we're just glad you guys were able to give us a call. So go kick some butt, would you?
Yeah. You can count on it. Thanks, Dave. Right.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So, you know, it's, but what we do without guys like that?
Exactly.
And your girls that are involved in this program.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. The beach drive ride girls.
Yeah.
I mean, contacting over 70 businesses to prove that it's a false narrative, that it's a biased
but
opinion.
Those idiots still don't believe it. Oh, you guys made that up.
I know. I don't understand. I mean,
post their pictures.
There's over 1 million visits to that state park. There's no other state park that gets that many visits in the state of California. Yosemite doesn't get as many visits as
the governor. And I know
they get 1.3 million plus visits.
Doesn't the governor get it? I mean, I know he doesn't get much, but I mean, come on.
You would think, but you know, there's a lot of missing logic. There's a lot of missing common sense. Jesus. You know, I don't know. I like to say that they have common sense, but you know, it is what it is. We do our best to provide actual, factual, scientific information. We do the Freedom of Information Request Act. We get the information that we need. It's been proven in court documents, from lawsuits, that the court agrees and sides with the Department of Parks and Recreation that we've gone above and beyond to maintain this state park. And yet they're screaming, oh, no, you guys just destroy it. There's just absolutely...
So they brought up a good point. You know, there's tons of lawsuits, it looks like, that they've... So if the lawsuits are going on,
then
they physically can't shut it down.
No, that's part of the...
Yeah, they can't supersede the lawsuits. I mean, they can do their vote. Yeah. They can say whatever they want. But as long as the lawsuits are going on, they physically can't shut the beach down, right?
If you care, we need your money. That's all there is to it. They have more money.
Expensive.
They have more money to fight
against
us. They have deeper pockets.
No. That's my money.
Yeah.
The Coastal Commission is my money, right? Who pays them? Who pays their salary?
The taxes.
Thank you very much. That's my money.
Yes, that is correct.
I'll take my money back.
Yes.
I'm not paying
Become
my
a
taxes.
Member of SDORC, San Diego Off-Road Coalition, $25 annual membership. Become a member of Friends of Oceano Dunes.
No, send them $100.
Buy merchandise.
Send them $100. You get 4 stickers.
Yeah.
But serious, don't even send $25. Send $100 because you can take you and your family out to dinner and you'll spend over $100. So starve for one day and send the money to SDORC.org. All right, I'm exhausted. I'm going to have to go take a nap.
Dave, thank you for the extra hour working on our...
Yeah, but I didn't know you're going to fire me up this bad, but that's okay.
We're gonna double your blood pressure medicine.
Yeah, I'm already taking I took it before I came. But folks, please, in all seriousness, help us out. Fight the fight.
Yep.
Don't just sit on the couch and think about it.
Write the letter.
Write the letter.
It's hard to write the letter, but just do it.
No, it's not. All you say is keep the beach open. We're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio.
Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. The program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.